coming to you live-ish from the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Townships. You've tuned in to 88.9 CJMQ. I am your host and welcome to the show. It's another beautiful Tuesday evening here in the Eastern Townships. We've got lots of news to get to. We had NFL Week 3 in action over the weekend, all kinds of local sports. We have homecoming coming up this weekend here in Lenoxville at Bishop's University. Top news off the hour, better late than never. We got Tyler, the Converter Murphy.
Tyler Murphy!
Last week was named RSEQ Athlete of the Week. What does that mean? That's Bishop's University rugby player Tyler Murphy.
Tyler Murphy!
Who hails from not far from here, Bromont, Quebec. Went to Massivania High School, was named the RSEQ University Athlete of the Week last Tuesday. So Murphy's a fourth-year sports student at Bishop's University.
Tyler Murphy!
Gained acclaim for tallying 20 points in the Gators' win last week, 45-12, over ETS on Sunday, and that was at Coulter Field. Murphy scored two tries, booted through five conversions, and helped the Gators improve to 2-0 on the season. Up next for your Bishop's University Gators men's rugby team, they host Ottawa Friday night, the 27th, for our upcoming homecoming weekend. Sticking with local news and Gators sports, the women's rugby team were unable to follow up on their big, huge win in McGill, losing to Concordia 69-17 on the 21st of September. Also on the 21st of September, your Bishop's University women's hockey team were 4-3 winners versus Stanstead College. In men's lacrosse action, we were losers 11-10 on the 21st to Queens, the Golden Gales. Thank you for being a friend. And in women's basketball action on the 21st of September as well, your Lady Gators basketball team were victorious 55-41 against the Cégep de Sainte-Foy. So there's some local news off the top of the hour. Without further ado, we won't hesitate. This week, we're going to jump right in to First and 10.
Tom Murphy!
Number one, Antonio Brown in the news yet again, cut from the New England Patriots. Ugh, I'm sick of talking about this guy. That's it. All the allegations, everything going on. I was happy football-wise, just football-wise for the New England Patriots. They don't need him, proving that they don't need him. He's now cost himself up to $9 million guaranteed now, may make less than $200,000 this season. This season's a wash. He's not a good guy at all. He's awful. As a human being, he's just terrible. He's getting his comeuppance. It's a bunch of karma coming out. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I'm sick of talking about this guy, and I'm just going to leave it at that. He was trending on Twitter over the weekend, hashtag Antonio Clown. I think that that's relevant. He's just awful. Just the way that he treated people was terrible. We are just going to cut to an audio clip right away, right out of the gate here for number one, and it's Bill Belichick. I think it's a press conference before Brown was cut from the team, but you can just hear in his voice, Belichick has no patience, doesn't want to talk about it. And when you get cut from the New England Patriots, that's your kiss of death. I don't think anybody else is going to give him a chance. He's just too much of a calamity, a gong show. He's been with the Raiders, now he's been with the Patriots. We're not even 3 weeks into the season have just transpired. So good riddance. I mean, this guy clearly needs help. He needs to seek help. And that's it. I'm sick of talking about this guy. Hopefully it's the last time we hear Antonio Brown in First and 10. So without further ado, let's just cut to that clip of Bill Belichick, and you can just hear his frustration. His press conferences are legendary anyways for his lack of patience, but you can just he is not impressed, and he walks off at the end of this press conference. So here's Bill Belichick, and then we'll be back, continue on with First and 10. Here on 88.9 CJMQ, this is the show.
No, there are questions about Antonio. We take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So anything on football, happy to answer.
Raise hands, I'll call on you, and we'll get started. Aaron Kent.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that. We're going to do what's best for the team like we always do.
Thank you.
you want what's best for the team. So how do you weigh with your players their performance on the field with their behavior off the field and what's best for the team overall?
Yeah, well, it's a big picture question. You know, we answer it the best we can. There's no set formula.
Well, how important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you?
He's on our roster.
Bill, another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this. So we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it. Okay, so, yeah, that's, yeah, I'm good. Okay, thank you. Well, here we have enough.
Brrr. There you have it, a very frosty William Belichick, head coach of your New England Patriots, just completely frustrated, dejected, very, very glad now that they don't have to deal with Antonio Brown and all of his antics. Moving on, let's go to number two, Dustin Byfuglien. Doesn't report to Winnipeg Jets camp in the NHL. Oh, Laine's not happy there. Problems in Jetland. A lot of people have talked about how good the Jets are, how well they've played the last couple of seasons, and they're literally falling apart at the seams. Laine's talking about how bad or how his line mates don't stack up to others on other teams. Paul Maurice, the coach, is just pretty frustrated at the whole thing. So now Byfuglien has been suspended by the Jets in order not to get in trouble with just to keep some cap flexibility. This is not good. He's supposed to be a leader of your squad. Ooh, trouble in Winnipeg. It doesn't look good. So now a beast in the West literally looks to be falling apart at the seams. Byfuglien or Laine to be added to any lineup, especially your Montreal Canadiens with the season coming up. I mean, that would be spectacular. All kinds of question marks with Laine. He's giving questionable interviews to finish papers, thinking that we're not going to see it over here in North America. Wrong. And he's got a video game addiction, plays lots of Fortnite. I guess welcome to 2019, folks. Athletes no longer go out to the bar and party too much. They stay up too late in their hotel rooms playing Fortnite. So Byfuglien holding out in Jetland for Winnipeg in the NHL with Laine as well not being happy there. So big trouble in Little Tokyo, as they say, on the way out to the Western Prairies. Number three, sticking with the NHL. Your Montreal Canadiens, the Habs are 4-0 in the preseason. Kincaid looking spectacular over the weekend, stopping 27 shots in a shutout victory. Carey Price is as healthy as ever. Weber looks good. The young guns look good. Suzuki, his hands look amazing. All the talk of the town is the Habs and their young talent. Things look good for Montreal. It's just the preseason. Just stop. We're going to take a breath and not get too excited. But this is best case scenario for Montreal, the way things are going for them right now. Number four, sticking with the NHL. NHL surprises this season. Certain things I want to look at. A lot of talk of Jason Spezza being in Toronto this year. I'd expect maybe a big year from him. I think he's going to do well. Other surprises, look out for the New Jersey Devils. They, of course, added P.K. Subban, number one overall pick last year. They got Hughes. Hall came over from the Oilers a while ago now. But look for New Jersey really to make a surge. They're going to be good this year. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with there in the Eastern Conference. Number five, moving to UFC. Khabib versus GSP. Is it possible? There's a lot of talk about Khabib. First of all, talking with my buddy Smitty here, we need to bring up again, Khabib actually did wrestle a bear growing up. Like a real bear. This guy wrestled a real bear. That's why he's wearing the fuzzy hat after. He's undefeated. They want him in a super fight versus St. Pierre. They say they want Khabib Ferguson first. So if that fight falls through, maybe look for that to happen. Cormier was also talking about maybe a Gaethje versus GSP fight. They're trying to get St. Pierre because they're looking for relevance in there. They're even trying to get McGregor to come back, maybe in some kind of fight, proof that he's not washed up, but he's just a mouthpiece. He's more a WWE wrestler now. He's like what The Undertaker is now, coming out to his entrance music and then wrestling for a minute and a half, getting to the finish and getting the heck out of there. So I think Khabib is the real deal, though. And if you do have time, check it out online. He wrestled a real bear. That's it. No tougher than that. No tougher than that. Moving on. Speaking of tough, number six. The NBA stiffens penalties for tampering. What a joke. That this is perhaps one of the biggest jokes in all of professional sports. I mean, and not in professional sports, but this compares to like the NCAA making money off players' likenesses and jerseys and not paying their athletes. This is like huge joke. There's all kinds of tampering that goes on in the NBA. Players talk to each other. People behind the scenes talk to each other. If the general manager isn't reaching out personally, look at Magic Johnson when he was at the Lakers. He had a guy, a fall guy, a guy who talks to a guy. I mean, it's just information. It's knowledge that they pass on to one another. So unless you have a paper trail, which people are finally smart enough now not to send emails due to WikiLeaks and all those fun things in the past, tampering is almost impossible to stop. Stiffening penalties for tampering, it's just something to look good in the media. It's trying to save face a little bit. It is, it's a joke, really. There's nothing really you can do. Look at all these, I mean, midnight, July 1st, what is it? Is the date over the summer? And then all these players are signing at 12:10. Are you telling me they came to all these long terms in this huge contract with no trade clauses and various incentives and signing bonus in under 10 minutes? Yeah. I don't think so. Joke, NBA. Number seven. Spain wins FIBA World Cup. Big deal, little deal, no deal. No deal. Congratulations. I guess the Gasol brothers were probably on there. At least Mark was there, I know. Ricky Rubio was probably there. Shout out to Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated writer. Spain is stacked. He loves him some Ricky Rubio. And that's it. FIBA World Cup, boring. I didn't watch a single minute of it. USA, disappointing. Canada was disappointing. That's it. Next question. Number eight. College football, NCAA. Nothing's really changed. Clemson's number one. Bama's number two. Georgia's number three. Those are your big three. That's all you really need to watch out for. It's still early. I would wait until the good teams actually start to play each other. And that's about it. Moving on. Number nine. Quarterbacks continue to fall in the NFL. Will this trend continue? Yes. Cam Newton didn't play on Sunday. Breeze is still out 6 to 8 weeks. Foles is gone. Roethlisberger. Luck retired at the beginning of the year. Eli Manning sucked and got pulled for Mr. Daniel Jones, a.k.a. Danny Dimes. Didn't look great. Didn't look bad. Eli Jr., he's an Eli clone. Bah. Sam Darnold has mono. Just look for this trend to continue. It's still astounding to me that Kaepernick never got another chance in the NFL when you're seeing some of the performances coming out of these quarterbacks. Joe Flacco is a Walking Dead zombie corpse version of what he used to be in Baltimore. Not that he was too spectacular back then either. It is just elite quarterbacks. You really need to hold on to them. That's why the Patriots want Brady to play until he's 50 years old. Because proving it's harder than ever to replace a quarterback, and you really don't know what you have even when you draft one in the top. Moving on. Montreal Alouettes with a huge comeback win, 38-37. Winners in overtime. Big deal, little deal, no deal, no deal. It's a CFL. If anybody listens to me, I was at a supper and someone said, hey, what's the score of the Alouettes game? Oh, Alouettes were down 14 with 4 minutes to go. Somehow came back. I guess Vernon Adams Jr. is the real deal there. He threw a great pass to Quan Bray, not to be confused with Estrie legends, Jeff and Josh Bray. But again, Bianca Andreescu was in attendance. I guess that's the biggest story to me, that Bianca was there watching the game. And that's it. Moving on, number 10. Well, actually, it's 11, but it's a bonus. A bonus. Throw me a freaking bonus clip here. Tiger's got a new show on the Golf Channel. Yay or nay? Have you watched this? Yes, Tiger Woods' My Game is coming out. I think it's a 10-episode series launched by Tiger Woods. It is amazing. It takes you beyond the ropes. With Tiger, he breaks down his game. The first one is My Practice, I think it's called. He takes some fans out there and shows them a thing or two. It's an inside the look of Tiger Woods' mind and his golf game like we've never seen it before. What's changed in his life, what is new, his new approach to the game, what it's like having kids now. Just seems that everything is finally coming together after some real tumultuous and troublesome times for one Mr. Eldrick Woods. So we're going to go to a clip. I just got a brief couple minutes of the first episode here for you just to have a listen. And if you check that out, I believe that's through the Golf Channel or available to stream online. And with that, we're closing out First and 10. We're going to listen to this clip, have a musical interlude, and be right around the corner of that break with a titanium take of the townships here on the show.
I'm Tiger Woods, and this is my game. This is a golf lesson none of you have before. My practice routine, it has changed over the years. I used to work on everything every day, but I can no longer do that anymore. So I have to pick my parts. A lot of my prep time evolves around my kids. I get my work done while they're at school, and that's usually my lift and my practicing, and then go pick them up, and after that it's usually either soccer practice or dad stuff. So, you know, the days of me going out there and practicing, you know, hours upon hours, day after day, has changed. And, you know, life changes, life evolves, and there are two more important things in my life than golf.
Nice day for it, huh?
I'd like to be able to hit all night basic golf shots, but harmoniously go from shot to shot and always keep a good balance of hitting all shots at all the times. It's just trying to get everything kind of in balance and equilibrium, because I need to be able to hit any of those shots and also all of those little nuances at any time in a tournament.
Done. Stay right there. Perfect. Tiger will have a great opportunity for birdie on three.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. Nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby,
I spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
So that song before was Lil Nas X and one Mr. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, the song of the summer before it was dethroned by Billie Eilish, which we may hear a little later on. Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X having some of the hottest and best summers of 2019 with all kinds of great remixes there. So we're playing some chart toppers today here on this edition of the show. You know what that music means? That music means one thing and one thing only. It's time for the titanium take of the townships. Now, usually I like to have a little fun here. It's a fun segment to poke fun at a few things. I did have a serious one last week talking about the Terry Fox run, raising money for cancer, charities, all that kind of good thing. Today, we're getting serious again on you, folks. I had an observation. I have a little five-year-old Jack Russell dog by the name of Patchy, one Mr. Patrick Justin Randall Timberlake Ellington Esquire the Third. McRae is in there somewhere too. I was out walking my dog here in the lovely streets of Lennoxville, the beautiful townships, up the side streets, up College, around Queen, all the various areas. This was about a 20-minute walk on a glorious sunny Sunday morning before the football started and all kinds of the sports of the day, before the 8 hours of pregame on the NFL Network and the NFL channels. And I just had an eye at the people driving by me in their cars. I spotted 8 people on their cell phones in a 20-minute walk around town. That's here in town, just as you come by the elementary school, it turns into a 50 zone. Earlier, where the old Pep's restaurant spot up the hill. And I 8 people on their cell phone while they were driving. I don't know what we can do aside from having some kind of device in the car that disables the cell phone temporarily while the car is running, because it's ridiculous. I went on YouTube in the rabbit hole. I tried to find a PSA here. I'm actually going to air a commercial about texting and driving and how dangerous it is to close it out after the music here. I think it's that important. It's dangerous. You could save your life. You could save the lives of people in the car. You could just pedestrians. People say, oh, it's a 50 zone. So as I'm coming into town and I'm slowing down in the 50 zone, I'm just checking my phone for insert stupid excuse here, because nothing is worth it. If you're in a 50 zone, you have a potential danger of a child running out, a pet running out, somebody stop short, somebody pulling out of a driveway. If you're in a residential area, all the more reason to pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on. Nothing is that important. Facebook is not that important. Sending a text message to a friend is not that important. If it is that important, pull your car over to the side of the road, do what you need to do, and then put your phone away. I think the best trick that I've learned, I refuse to do it anymore. And my trick is I leave my phone out of my reach while I'm driving. It's not even in the console. It's not within reach of being able to grab it. Just a just a quick insert stupid excuse here. Don't do it, folks. Take it from me. It's super dangerous. You could hurt yourself. You could hurt others. driving is a very dangerous thing. Just think of the general operation of operating a car and just having your car and going from A to B. You need to be alert. You need to be paying attention at all times. Even though you are in control of the vehicle, that doesn't mean that everybody else isn't in control of their vehicle. There are pets, there are animals, there's all kinds of situations that happen on a daily basis. Traffic accidents happen every single day due to just unforeseen circumstances. That's why they're called accidents. But if you're doing something stupid, like looking at your cell phone while operating your car, that's not an accident. That's pure stupidity. Don't do it, folks. Please, please, please. Very serious titanium take of the townships today. Just be safe out there. Be prudent. And keep your phone out of your reach. It's not that important. We're tethered to our cell phones these days. I've been vocal about that in the past weeks. This instant gratification era that it's everything is available at the click of a fingertip. We freak out when our phone isn't in our pockets or we think we've lost our phone. Our phones, our iPads. Ah, enough, guys. Go out, leave your phone at home and go out and take a walk today. There, that's it. I'm getting fired up. Hit my music. Get me out of here. Stay off your phones while you're driving your car. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, shoot me down, bow my bone. I am titanium.
No! God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Paying attention? Are you texting? I was just checking in with my mom. I was telling her that I thought we'd be home by 6.
It's okay. There's enough time. Just pay attention.
I'm not even halfway through my text. There's no way. I'm not even going to look up.
My babies are in the car. You have to pay attention.
It's just supposed to be a quick text. I'm so sorry.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose. said she's scared of me. I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
And we're back. Thank you again for joining us. That last little ditty we just heard is the number one song of 2019. That's Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, the hottest rising superstar in the music industry today, maybe rivaled by whom we heard before, Mr. Lil Nas X. Those are definitely the two songs of 2019. A little bit of a chart topper of a show today. I played these songs in the past on the show, but it's been a few weeks, so I'm bringing back the toe toppers. May even hear a little more Sia later on today. Maybe we may see you later. Just to review, we got a big homecoming weekend coming up here in Lenoxville, so I'm just going to do a brief rundown of what we got going on here in the week. So the 26th of September, 8:30 p.m., we got men's lacrosse action versus McGill right here in Lenoxville. In women's soccer action versus Concordia, September 27th, Friday, 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon at Coulter Field. You can come and cheer on your Bishop's University Gators take on the Concordia Stingers. Also in men's basketball, on the 27th at 5 p.m., we'll be taking on Western. The Mustangs will be coming into town trying to vanquish our men's basketball team. And in men's rugby action, Friday Night Lights on the 27th underneath those beautiful glowing lights of Coulter Field in the chilly fields right out on as you exit Lenoxville in the new roundabouts and where the new highway is coming in. Come see men's rugby action against the Ottawa GGs. That starts at 7 p.m. Women's hockey, we're going to be on the road at McGill, also on the 27th at 7 p.m. Good luck to our Lady Gators up there. And our women's rugby team will be taking on Montreal, Les Carabins, at 8:45 in the closer, the late night action underneath the lights at Coulter Field for homecoming. Also, we have a football game on Saturday, 2 p.m., we're going to be taking on the Axemen of Acadia are going to be rolling into town to take on our BU men's football team. Also in women's basketball, we're going to be at Toronto on Saturday playing at 1 p.m. So best of luck to all the Bishop's teams that are in action. If you have a chance here, either Thursday, go check out some lacrosse, or Friday night to go see some rugby or some soccer or some basketball. And check out some football as well on Saturday. It's supposed to, the weather should be nice. Hopefully it stays warm in the afternoons, and come and cheer on for a stupendous homecoming weekend. There's one guarantee and one guarantee only. Sights and sounds of a tailgate outside of the Gators football games are unique. You're going to see all kinds of costumes. Where else are you going to see a flamingo, a banana, an alligator, and a man in an entire spandex leotard all enjoying some chicken wings together? Chances are you might see that around noontime here at Coulter Field. So go cheer on your Gators. Best of luck to everybody out there. And yet again, huge congratulations to Tyler the Converter Murphy for being the
Tyler Murphy
defending, supreme, reigning champion of athlete of the week. So again, congratulations to Bromont native Massavania High School Zone. Great guy, your friend and mine, Tyler the Converter Murphy.
Tyler Murphy!
And we're back. Let's keep this ball rolling. So as we continue on here on the back half of the hour of the show today, just a reminder, you can contact us, the show 88.9fm at gmail.com. You can also find us on the Twitter machine at the show 88.9fm. You can also find these uploaded to Spotify if you search the show 88.9fm. On Spotify, you should be able to find last week's two editions of the show, Tuesday nights and Wednesdays, after the air date sometime, maybe not immediately on the Thursday. We will be posting those up online if you do want to go and check it out. So without further ado, our internet clip of the day. It's not time for Take Me Home yet. I won't play some Johnny Denver today. I feel like listening to some Johnny Denver, maybe some more Drake. A little bit of foreshadowing here. So here, we got a TED Talk that I'm going to air. I fell into, again, I call YouTube the rabbit hole, because once you get in there, you just kind of never know where you're going to end up. 45 minutes later, you just see that you're you started researching some baking and some muffins, and then the next thing you know, you are watching How Hockey Pucks Are Made. That's an example. So today's TED Talks, it's from Martin Hager. I kind of discovered it the other day. I was just researching some stuff on sports psychology. So he just does a breakdown of mentally how important it is for an athlete, whether it be an elite athlete or a normal athlete, going into a competition, and how important our headspace is. So whether it be positive reinforcement or just forcing out the negativity, we'll give him a brief listen, and then we're going to come back on the backside of the hour of the show. I'm going to take you home with a little Johnny Denver, and we got another bonus clip for you here on 88.9 CJMQ. This is the show.
When we look at Olympic sport at the highest level, there are clearly some athletes who always seem to get it right. For example, Usain Bolt, Olympic 100-meter, 200-meter champion, twice over in the 2008 Beijing Olympics and in the London Olympics. Michael Phelps, the most bemedaled Olympian of all time. These are athletes who clearly get it right, both psychologically and physiologically, all of the time. It's also interesting to note that they have contrasting approaches. Usain Bolt, with all his comedy antics prior to his event when he's on the start line, we've all seen this, okay? Michael Phelps, however, much different approach. He sits down, he's listening to music, he has a much more cerebral, contemplative approach towards his event, but it's both very effective. Sports psychology may play a part in their preparation for their events, and may be a reason why they're successful. What happens when things go wrong? Here's another example. In the 2012 Olympics in London, in the soccer final, there were two finalists, Brazil and Mexico. Brazil were the undoubted favorites. They were expected to win. They were the reigning Olympic champions. They were extremely skilled. On paper, they were the best team. Mexico had made it to the final playing well, but they were unfancied. In the final, Mexico went at Brazil in an incredible display of attacking football. It was incredibly impressive to watch. And if you watch the Brazil players, their heads dropped. They seemed slightly defeated. They couldn't understand why they weren't performing as well as they were. Perhaps they were complacent. Perhaps they had expected too much. Perhaps they were overconfident. The Mexicans had nothing to lose. They attacked with fervor, and they won the Olympic title. They were the Olympic champions over the fancied favorites. Perhaps sports psychology can explain why fancied champions may be overconfident and may fail when they're expected to win. And perhaps why underdogs take on the best and win despite all the odds.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Night when you need my love, call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love, and I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself, right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
that's just fascinating stuff. Super fascinating stuff. That's Martin Hager talking about the importance of sports psychology and just what a positive attitude can do. You never know. The results are going to be much, much better. You see a lot of these pro athletes now realizing how important the psyche, the psychological side of things, not just being even in peak form physically, but mentally ready to take on whatever challenge that the sport will put upon you. So speaking of challenges, we've played a clip from this show before. We listened to Stone Cold Steve Austin eating chicken wings a few weeks ago. Well, Hot Ones is back. Season 10 is now on YouTube. Their first guest was Shia LaBeouf. So we got LaBeouf eating some poulet, some chicken. We have the beef eating some chicken. Here it's just the beginning. One of the most fascinatingly unhinged celebrities, I think, arguably will have to be Shia LaBeouf. And he was a delight. He was very fascinating. You'll see he's on his own wavelength and even just the way that he talks and addresses people. But you can see he's a different type of celebrity. And I just love this Hot One show. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on there. They have all kinds of great guests, past guests. Gordon Ramsay, the Jonas Brothers were there. So we're just going to have a brief clip of Shia LaBeouf, the beef eating the chicken.
Yeah, all right. All right, this is a real show. I thought you guys were just putting tomato sauce in these jars and tricking people. It's real, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And today we're joined by Shia LaBeouf. He's an actor and performance artist with a pair of brand new films, the much buzzed about Peanut Butter Falcon, which hit theaters in August, and of course his semi-autobiographical story Honey Boy, coming to Amazon on November 8th. Shia LaBeouf, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you a hot sauce guy? Do you crank it?
I mean, yeah, I'm half Cajun, so yeah,
I'm a hot sauce guy, but I'm also half Jewish, so I'm a little frightened. Do I put sauce on it, or it's already there?
It's already there.
Let's get it, though.
Right.
So we're going to put sauce on it, right?
There we go.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Okay. And you, sir.
Boom.
Cheers.
Cheers. Dabbing them all today. We'll see how long we can keep it up.
The whole way.
Mm-hmm. So as we talked about in your intro, you have a pair of movies this fall, Honey Boy and Peanut Butter Falcon, both of which have considerably strong reviews, with some critics calling your performances career-defining. Do you see it that way, or are these just like the next projects to you?
You're so great at this, dog. You're really good at this, bro.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah. I forgot what the question was. I was enamored with you. What did you just ask me?
Do you see these as career-defining films,
or
are these
the
like the next
this?
Projects to you?
Do you do this in the mirror before we go?
Does it look like I'm acting?
Yeah. No, it just seems so prepared. Defining. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I maybe, yeah, sure. Yes.
And there you have it. There is the beef eating the chicken on Hot Ones, the fantastic YouTube program that is now 10 seasons long. So as we're coming down to the closing minutes of the show here, we're going to take another brief musical interlude. We've heard from the Drake. We've heard from Lil Nas X and his buddy Billy Ray. We've heard from Billie Eilish. We've heard from Sia and David Guetta together in our Titanium Take of the Townships. Let's hear from Sia again in just an old-time classic, a YouTube favorite of mine. Personally, I listen to it all the time. I can't get enough of Sean Paul. If you get a chance to see that clip of Jake Gyllenhaal on the radio show talking about the greatness of Sean Paul, you will not be disappointed. So in honor of one Mr. Jake Gyllenhaal, we're going to play a little Sean Paul, a little Sia with Cheap Thrills here on 88.9 CJMQ The Cube, your place for sports talk and music in the Eastern Townships. I'm your host, Matt McRae, and this is The Show.
Absolutely. No, just hang up on him.
He's a genius.
Sean Paul makes every song better he's in. He's a genius. There's not a song he's on, a remix that he's on, that isn't good. I totally disagree.
That was so quick. How did you do that so quickly?
Forget about it.
It's Radio 1. We've got Sean Paul coming out of our ears.
Yeah.
We are. We've got this one. I don't know if I was imagining that in my head.
He's a genius. There's not a moment he comes on the radio where you're not like, come on. He makes driving fun. I don't care what you're doing. You can be stuck in traffic and he comes on and you want to dance. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Totally disagree.
I'm sorry about that.
That is an unpopular opinion. Now I understand the game.
Should we finish off the interview with an actual Sean Paul song?
I think we should.
Brandon?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, we're going to play Sean Paul now to get out of this whole thing. Yeah, we're going to play... What's your favorite one? Should we play Get Busy?
The one with Sia. That's a good one, right?
Oh, you want Cheap Thrills?
Yeah, Cheap Thrills.
Okay, we'll play that now.
Jake Gyllenhaal listens to Cheap Thrills.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just wouldn't have pegged you for a Cheap Thrills fan.
Let's be honest. Who doesn't like a Cheap Thrill?
Mm-hmm.
Tis true. Why do I keep saying tis?
Bless you, my son. Bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Tom
Holland. I'm sorry, Brandon. You're probably a great guy, but...
Thank you.
So is Sean Paul.
Up with it, girl.
Up with it, girl.
See ya.
Bang, bang. Come on. It's like he's always like, Greg.
Can you do the bang,
you're
bang?
Like, how can you not?
Bang, bang, bang.
Come on. Yeah. It really gets better later on, too. Just gets better.
Do you know any of the other little... He just goes...
He's like... Yeah, he does all his great stuff. Yeah. So good. He's just like in the studio and he's just like killing every empty beat.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup. Hit the dance floor. I got all I need.
just you
baby,
and me. To the floor and make me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. What is it, the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat,
make the beat just take control.
I don't need. As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
welcome back to the closing minutes of the show. That was Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland from the Marvel Superverse in the last Spider-Man movie. Gyllenhaal played Mysterio, I believe, and obviously Holland being Spider-Man. All kinds of controversy with them being separated from the cinematic universe that is the Marvel juggernaut. So without further ado, we're coming into the closing minutes of this show. It's time for the final segment of today, Take Me Home. That means one thing and one thing only, Mr. Sunshine on my gosh darn shoulders, Mr. John freaking Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
So great. Da, da, da. Well, for today's Take Me Home, what else can I talk about other than homecoming? If everybody gets a chance, Thursday night there's some lacrosse action. Friday night lights at Coulter Field. There's going to be all kinds of spectacular sports going on for your Bishop's University Gators, whether it be checking out the men's basketball team taking on Western, the rugby team taking on Ottawa, the women's rugby team taking on Montreal. There's going to be some lacrosse again Thursday night, women's soccer in the afternoon, BU football on Saturday, 2 o'clock against the Axemen of Acadia. So best of luck during homecoming weekend. Any residents out there, go out and support our teams. Go out and support our students. Go out and support the lifeblood that is the town of Bishop's University. And again, we're coming down. We're closing out our show today. We're going to take one last brief musical interlude. We're going to hear from the very talented Ed Sheeran with his lovely collaboration with 50 Cent and Eminem. Remember the name? And then just to the outro and just fade into black. So that concludes another show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I have been your host, Matt McRae. Again, you can contact the show 889FM at gmail.com. You can find us at Spotify and on the Twitter. Also, if you want to hear us again this week, two shows a week, Tuesday night, 6 to 7 p.m., that's a brand new edition. That's the current edition that you're, the current show you're listening to right now. And I'm back the very next day, Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. to noon. The Tuesday show is more just going to be a wrap-up of the week that was, that we just saw, and a little more football-heavy edition on the Wednesday, more going over the week three action, more quarterbacks going down, more favorites winning, the losers are getting worse. A lot of disparity in the NFL this year. It's a little more of a football-based and a recap episode, whereas this is just a review of the week that was, if it were. So again, thank you for taking the time for joining me. We'll be back again 11 a.m. tomorrow. Again, if the re-airs of the show can be listened to Tuesday nights is on Thursdays at 7, and Wednesday's show can be heard again on Saturdays at 5 p.m. I have been your host, Matt McRae. Get out there, be active, give someone a hug. Play a sport, give a high five, and be good to yourself and each other. This has been The Show.
Yeah, I was born a misfit. Grew up 10 miles from the town of Ipswich. Wanted to make it big, I wished it to existence. I never was a sick kid, always dismissed quick. Stick to singing, stop rapping like it's Christmas. And if you're talking money, then my conversation's shifting. My dreams are bigger than just being on the rich list. Might be insanity, but people call it gifted. My face is going numb from the stuff it's mixed with. Watch how the lyrics in the songs might get twisted. My wife wears red, but looks better without the lipstick. I'm a private guy, you know nothing about my business. And if I had my 15 minutes, I must have missed it. 20 years old is when I came in the game. And now it's 8 years on and you remember the name. And if you thought I was good, well then I'm better today. But it's ironic how your people thought I'd never be great. I like my shows open air, Tokyo to Delaware. Put your phones in the air if you wanna be rough. You know I want way more than I already got. Give me a song with Eminem and 50 Cent in the club.
You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I wanna crack on and I wanna be paid. Time you remember the name, hey, hey. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I wanna crack on and I wanna be paid. About time you remember the name, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Still remember what? Trying to shop a deal from Taco Bell to TRL. I climbed the billboard chart to the top until as fate would have it, yeah, became an addict. Funny, cause I had pop a pill, but they said time would tell what? If I'd prevail, huh? And all I did was what? Put 9-inch nails where? In my eyelids now what? I'm seeing diamond sales like I'm in Zales. Without a doubt, by any means, I'd wrap my skinny jeans. I couldn't do anything in them. I'd be splitting scenes of denim when I'm spitting schemes, which really means no fans or butts are squeezing in between. You sleep on me, cause you're only living in your dreams. Not even when I'm on my deathbed, man, I feel like Ed. It isn't time to drop the mic yet, so why would I quit? The thought that I would stop when I'm dead just popped in my head. I said it, then forgot what I said. It isn't
my time to call it a day. I got rep blocked and I'm already paid, but it's about time you remember the name, hey, hey. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I got rep blocked and I'm already paid, but it's about time you remember the name, hey. Hey.
Ain't nobody cold as me. I dress so fresh, so clean. You can find me in my whip, rocking my Fendi drip.
man, you know just what I mean. Shining, wrist with the rocks on it, Pashimis with locks on it. Anything my voice on it, knocked on it. Balenciaga saga, I'm a bird dog baller. It's just another episode, my thoughts baller. She like to fly, and I like to buy. I'm getting stupid money, what else we gon' do with money? We be ballin' out, the king bring me 50 bottles. Tonight we gon' blow a check, where about it tomorrow? The turn up is so real, we bout to be super lit. Boy, I'm kicking straight facts, that's just how we do this. Tomorrow we hanging over, till we start feeling sober. Then it's time to start it over, here we go again.
You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I got rap locked and I'm already paid. It's about time you remember the name. Hey, hey. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I got rap locked and I'm already paid. But it's about time you remember the name. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.